Jasher chapter 85. And King Arad the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south, heard that the Israelites had come by way of the spies, and he arranged his forces to fight against the Israelites. And the children of Israel were greatly afraid of him, for he had a great and heavy army. So the children of Israel resolved to return to Egypt. And the children of Israel turned back about the distance of 3 days' journey unto Masereth Beni Jaakan, for they were greatly afraid on account of the king Arad. And the children of Israel would not get back to their places, so they remained in Beni Jaakan for 30 days. And when the children of Levi saw that the children of Israel would not turn back, they were jealous for the sake of the Lord. And they rose up and fought against the Israelites their brethren, and slew of them a great body, and forced them to turn back to their place, Mount Hor. And when they returned, King Arad was still arranging his host for battle against the Israelites. And Israel vowed a vow, saying, "If thou wilt deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities." And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel, and he delivered the Canaanites into their hand. And he utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And the children of Israel journeyed from Mount Hor and pitched in Oboth. And they journeyed from Oboth and they pitched at Ije-Abarim in the border of Moab. And the children of Israel sent to Moab, saying, "Let us pass now through thy land into our place." But the children of Moab would not suffer the children of Israel to pass through their land, for the children of Moab were greatly afraid lest the children of Israel should do unto them as King Sihon, king of the Amorites, had done to them, who had taken their land and had slain many of them. Therefore Moab would not suffer the Israelites to pass through his land. And the Lord commanded the children of Israel, saying that they should not fight against Moab. So the Israelites removed from Moab. And the children of Israel journeyed from the border of Moab. And they came to the other side of Arnon, the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. And they pitched in the border of Sihon, king of the Amorites, in the wilderness of Kedemoth. And the children of Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, "Let us pass through thy land. We will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards. We will go along by the king's highway until we have passed thy border." But Sihon would not suffer the Israelites to pass. So Sihon collected all the people of the Amorites and went forth into the wilderness to meet the children of Israel. And he fought against Israel in Jahaz. And the Lord delivered Sihon, king of the Amorites, into the hand of the children of Israel. And Israel smote all the people of Sihon with the edge of the sword, and avenged the cause of Moab. And the children of Israel took possession of the land of Zion, from Aram unto Jabbok unto the children of Ammon. And they took all the spoil of the cities. And Israel took all these cities. And Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites. And the children of Israel resolved to fight against the children of Ammon, to take their land also. So the Lord said to the children of Israel, "Do not besiege the children of Ammon, neither stir up battle against them, for I will give nothing to you of their land." And the children of Israel hearkened to the word of the Lord, and did not fight against the children of Ammon. And the children of Israel turned and went up by the way of Bashan to the land of Og, king of Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, went out to meet the Israelites in battle. And he had with him many valiant men and a very strong force from the people of the Amorites. And Og, king of Bashan, was a very powerful man. But Naaron, his son, was exceedingly powerful, even stronger than he was. And Og said in his heart, "Behold, now the whole camp of Israel takes up a space of 3 parsa. Now will I smite them at once, without sword or spear." And Og went up Mount Jahaz, and took therefrom one large stone, the length of which was 3 parsa, and he placed it on his head, and resolved to throw it upon the camp of the children of Israel, to smite all the Israelites with that stone. And the angel of the Lord came and pierced the stone upon the head of Og, and the stone fell upon the neck of Og, that Og fell to the earth on account of the weight of the stone upon his neck. At that time the Lord said to the children of Israel, "Be not afraid of him, for I have given him and all his people and all his land into your hand, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon." And Moses went down to him with a small number of the children of Israel. And Moses smote Og with a stick at the ankles of his feet, and slew him. The children of Israel afterward pursued the children of Og and all his people, and they beat and destroyed them, till there was no remnant left of them. Moses afterward sent some of the children of Israel to spy out Jazer, for Jazer was a very famous city. And the spies went to Jazer and explored it. And the spies trusted in the Lord, and they fought against the men of Jazer. And these men took Jazer and its villagers, and the Lord delivered them into their hand, and they drove out the Amorites who had been there. And the children of Israel took the land of the 2 kings of the Amorites, 60 cities which were on the other side of Jordan, from the brook of Arnon unto Mount Hermon. And the children of Israel journeyed and came into the plain of Moab, which is on this side of Jordan, by Jericho. And the children of Moab heard all the evil which the children of Israel had done to the 2 kings of the Amorites, to Sihon and Og. So all the men of Moab were greatly afraid of the Israelites. And the elders of Moab said, "Behold, the 2 kings of the Amorites, Sihon and Og, who were more powerful than all the kings of the earth, could not stand against the children of Israel. How then can we stand before them? Surely they sent us a message before now to pass through our land on their way, and we would not suffer them. Now they will turn upon us with their heavy swords and destroy us." And Moab was distressed on account of the children of Israel, and they were greatly afraid of them. And they counseled together what was to be done to the children of Israel. And the elders of Moab resolved and took one of their men, Balak, the son of Zippor the Moabite, and made him king over them at that time. And Balak was a very wise man. And the elders of Moab rose up and sent to the children of Midian to make peace with them. For a great battle and enmity had been in those days between Moab and Midian, from the days of Hadad, the son of Bedad, king of Edom, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, unto these days. And the children of Moab sent to the children of Midian, and they made peace with them. And the elders of Midian came to the land of Moab to make peace in behalf of the children of Midian. And the elders of Moab counseled with the elders of Midian what to do in order to save their lives from Israel. And all the children of Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now therefore the children of Israel lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field. For thus did they do to the 2 kings of the Amorites, who are stronger than we are." And the elders of Midian said to Moab, "We have heard that at the time when Sihon, king of the Amorites, fought against you, when he prevailed over you and took your land, he had sent to Beor the son of Janneus, and to Balaam his son from Mesopotamia, and they came and cursed you. Therefore did the hand of Sihon prevail over you, that he took your land. Now therefore send you also to Balaam his son, for he still remains in his land, and give him his hire, that he may come and curse all the people of whom you are afraid." So the elders of Moab heard this thing, and it pleased them to send to Balaam the son of Beor. So Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, sent messengers to Balaam, saying, "Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Now therefore come, and curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail to fight against them and drive them out. For I heard that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and whom thou cursest is cursed. So the messengers of Balak went to Balaam, and brought Balaam to curse the people to fight against Moab. And Balaam came to Balak to curse Israel. And the Lord said to Balaam, curse not this people, for it is blessed. And Balak urged Balaam day by day to curse Israel. But Balaam hearkened not to Balak on account of the word of the Lord, which he had spoken to Balaam. And when Balak saw that Balaam would not accede to his wish, he rose up and went home. And Balaam also returned to his land, and he went from there to Midian. And the children of Israel journeyed from the plain of Moab, and pitched by Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth even unto Abel Shittim, at the end of the plains of Moab. And when the children of Israel abode in the plain of Shittim, they began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And the children of Israel approached Moab. And the children of Moab pitched their tents opposite to the camp of the children of Israel. And the children of Moab were afraid of the children of Israel. And the children of Moab took all their daughters and their wives of beautiful aspect and comely appearance, and dressed them in gold and silver and costly garments. And the children of Moab seated those women at the door of their tents, in order that the children of Israel might see them and turn to them, and not fight against Moab. And the children of Moab did this thing to the children of Israel, and every man placed his wife and daughter at the door of his tent, and all the children of Israel saw the act of the children of Moab. And the children of Israel turned to the daughters of Moab, and coveted them, and went to them. And it came to pass that when a Hebrew came to the door of the tent of Moab, and saw a daughter of Moab, and desired her in his heart, and spoke with her at the door of the tent that which he desired, whilst they were speaking together, the men of the tent would come out and speak to the Hebrew like unto these words, surely you know that we are brethren. We are all the descendants of Lot, and the descendants of Abraham his brother. Wherefore then will you not remain with us? And wherefore will you not eat our bread and our sacrifice? And when the children of Moab had thus overwhelmed him with their speeches, and enticed him by their flattering words, they seated him in the tent, and cooked and sacrificed for him, and he ate of their sacrifice and of their bread. They then gave him wine, and he drank, and became intoxicated. And they placed before him a beautiful damsel, and he did with her as he liked. For he knew not what he was doing, as he had drunk plentifully of wine. Thus did the children of Moab to Israel in that place in the plain of Shittim. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel on account of this matter. And he sent a pestilence amongst them, and there died of the Israelites 24,000 men. Now there was a man of the children of Simeon, whose name was Zimri, the son of Salu, who connected himself with the Midianite Cozbi, the daughter of Zur, king of Midian, in the sight of all the children of Israel. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw this wicked thing which Zimri had done. And he took a spear, and rose up, and went after them, and pierced them both, and slew them. And the pestilence ceased from the children of Israel.